Welcome, and thank you for standing by. All participants are in listen-only mode until the question-and-answer session of today's conference call. At that time, please press star one to ask a question over the phone. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. And I will turn the meeting over to Ms. Zhen Zhao. Thank you. You may begin.
Hi, this is Fen Zhao from the NSF SIZE Directorate. Today, we'll be having a webinar on the Big Data Regional Innovation Spokes Program. I'm joined here by Chaitin Bahru, who is the Senior Advisor for Big Data, and he'll be able to answer some questions you might have about the broader activities, the SIZE portfolio in Big Data. And we'll be answering questions in the Q&A section of the webinar. Right now, hopefully everybody has joined in on the WebEx. The audio line is through this telecom, but there will be video streaming and slides that I'll be presenting on the WebEx portal. So let's begin with the presentation. All right, so thank you, everybody. Before we start, I just wanted to acknowledge the whole team here at NSF who've been hard at work on the BD Hubs program, especially Al Suarez, Chaitin, who is here in the room with us, and Sylvia Spengler in the SIZE Directorate. I also wanted to thank my co-program officers for the BD Spoke solicitation, Hong Xu from our Social, Behavioral, and Economics Directorate, and Ernest D. Solomon from our Education and Human Resources Directorate. In addition, I'd like to thank the other members of the BD Spokes Working Group, particularly Ken Wong, Martin Wiener, Anita Nikolic, Seta Bogosian, and Lin He. So the agenda for our program today is threefold. I'll start by running through some of the historical timeline and background surrounding the BD Hubs and BD Spokes program. I'll set some context on where this program sits in the broader NSF efforts and SIZE efforts, as well as the interaction between the established BD Hubs and the new BD Spokes that are to be funded. Second, I'll try to explain some of the overall strategy and motivation behind this BD Spokes program and the major themes and topic areas of interest to NSF. The thrust behind the BD Spokes solicitation is accelerating big data applications. This is the subtitle for the program. Now, that topically has a very large scope. The thematic areas articulated in solicitation and the ones I'll talk about in this webinar will help guide the proposer to understand the dimensions where NSF feels like innovation in big data could make the most impact. Finally, I'll go through some of the logistical details related to the proposal and review process for this particular call, as well as some of the deadlines and budget items. So, BD Hubs and Spokes, they're just one component of a broader big data portfolio of programs that NSF funds. Here at NSF, we have a four-part framework of how we think about big data and our portfolio in it. One section of this framework is the foundational research that's needed, which NSF primarily funds by the Critical Techniques and Technologies for Big Data program, often called just Big Data, all caps. And I encourage everybody to take a look. It's a reoccurring regular program. We also think about supporting infrastructure and design and development for big data, which is primarily supported by the Big Data Infrastructure Building Blocks, or DIBS program, D-I-B-B-S. This, yet again, is another reoccurring program, and I encourage everybody to take a look at the annual call. We fund education in big data, which is a third quadrant, through a series of programs. In the past, this has included the National Research Traineeship, a very large program that has prioritized big data science and engineering, or data-enabled science and engineering, as a focal point in past solicitations. So the fourth quadrant is really where the Big Data Spokes and Big Data Hubs programs sit, and the focus is on partnership building, on impact building, and engagement. So as you listen to this webinar, you may find that the unique nature of the BD Spokes program isn't a good fit for the project you have in mind. And so when it doesn't seem like a good fit, I encourage you to take a look at some of the other programs today, as well as ask Chaitin here in the Q&A section. So the history behind BD Spokes really launched with BD Hubs last year. We started out with a March 2015 BD Hubs program launch. This program was launched to develop three big data hubs around the country. NSF then held four regional charrettes, which gathered stakeholders within these four separate regions to collaborate to submit a single big data hub proposal to the NSF. The proposals were designed and submitted by June of 2015, and then the awards were made in September of 2015. Now, today, in fall of 2015, BD Spokes, which was launched in early November, kicks off the second phase of the BD Hubs program. A fifth DC charrette was organized after the BD Spokes solicitation was released, and it gathered leadership from all BD Hubs. So think about preliminary ideas for moving forward on the hubs and prep for how the BD Spokes and the BD Hubs might be facilitated over the next few months to help collaboratively design some projects in conjunction with the BD Hubs. And if you want to look at you know, artifacts or presentations and other topical artifacts from this fifth charrette, you can go to bdhub.info. That is a main Hub Zero repository for a lot of the meetings, both the four regional charrettes and the fifth DC charrette. They're all housed on this, and they're all publicly available. You may need to register and log in. So a little bit more about BD Hubs. In September, NSF announced four awards totaling more than $5 million to establish regional hubs for data science innovation. The consortia of these BD Hubs are coordinated by top data scientists at Columbia University for the Northeast Hub, Georgia Institute of Technology and the University of North Carolina for the South Hub, the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign for the Midwest Hub, and the University of California, San Diego, University of California, Berkeley, and the University of Washington for the West Hub. The hubs cover all 50 states, and they include commitments from more than 250 organizations, from universities and cities to foundations and Fortune 500 corporations, with the ability to expand further over time. The organizational structure for each BD Hub varies by region. Some are organized into standing subcommittees and task forces, others into more flexible on-demand working groups. You see on this map not only the hub coordinators, but also the organizations leading some of these subcommittees and subdivisions within each hub. So I want to talk a little bit about the BD Hubs and Spokes Network, really what we think of as the entire network of activities around the broader program we'll call BD Hubs. So to help regions and stakeholders find each other to form these partnerships that we want to initiate, through these two current programs, BD Hubs and BD Spokes, NSF aims to support development of a coordination network. So the top level of this network are the four geographically based hubs. And one can think of each hub as having a series of spokes, which are targeted activities in priority areas that the hub wants to engage in. For example, transportation or manufacturing or land use. Effectively, some big data application areas. These are the, quote, spokes that we're talking about now. Now, each spoke could lead to multiple activities or partnerships. Not to belabor the terminology, but let's just call these nodes. These are defined as partnerships between two or more organizations that are geared towards driving some specific end goal in that spoke. We would hope that the hubs during their first award period, which is 3 years, they could wind up generating through the spokes about 20 to 30 of these nodes. Right, so 20 or 30 successful partnerships between different organizations that wouldn't have gotten together to do something beforehand, before this initiation of this program. Each spoke should be coordinating with a BD hub to make sure that they align with the broader interests in the region of by big data stakeholders. The regional big data hub steering committee will provide general guidance to the BD spokes and assist with coordinating with the national BD hub network, other BD spokes, and the broader innovation ecosystem. We leave the spoke and the hub to articulate in their proposal and the corresponding letter of collaboration the details of how the hub and spoke will interact on a logistical day-to-day level and the details of how that collaboration will move forward. As such, all proposals to the solicitation must include a letter of collaboration from a BD Hub coordinating institution. Any proposals not including a letter of collaboration from a BD Hub coordinating institution will be returned without review. No exceptions will be made. Next, I want to talk a little bit about the nature of the kind of proposals we would like to see submitted for the BD Spoke solicitation. BD Spokes are not typical R&D projects because of their focus on impact, partnerships across sectors, and the collaboration between different kinds of organizations, academic, nonprofit, industry, etc. Nor are Spokes many hubs. While hubs are designed to be more exploratory, focused on ideation, Spoke proposals are meant to have specific end goals in mind. I will caveat this by saying that there are one-year $100K planning grants, as well as full Spoke grants available through this call. Now, planning grants are meant to be more exploratory. They're meant for collaborations in areas of interest to the region. But those collaborations might be too early in the process for partners to articulate clear goals and timelines for potential Spoke proposal. The planning grant offers resources to those partners to host workshops, feasibility studies, and other preparations for more developed projects. One goal for a planning grant may be to help design a submission to a later BD Spokes call for a full Spokes proposal, though that is not required. It may be that at the end of the planning grant, partners may find other NSF or federal agency programs or other sources of support to move forward. The activities of a BD Spoke, articulated three major themes for them, and they are accelerating progress towards societal grand challenges relevant to regional and national priority areas, helping automate the big data lifecycle, and enabling and increasing the use of important and valuable available data assets, also including international data sets where relevant. So note that this list is not what we call MECE, mutually exclusive or collectively exhaustive. These are simply a few critical dimensions we find to be some priorities in accelerating innovation in big data. Any proposal may touch on more than one of these themes. There may also be big data proposals that make an important impact on data innovation in a way that this framework does not capture. Right, and that doesn't fit along any of these themes. For this competition, however, those kinds of projects would not be a good fit. We really do want a project that can at least fit under one of these themes. So a little bit more on each individual theme. The first theme is accelerating progress towards societal grand challenges, right? Due to the pervasiveness of big data in virtually all national priority areas, the big data spokes have an opportunity to bring rapid change in application areas by facilitating the creation of interdisciplinary and multidisciplinary data-intensive teams. Such areas could include healthcare, climate change, urban science, many more. These grand challenges have widespread global implications, but will be also of specific interest to the region. For example, the South Hub has articulated an interest in their region on coastal hazards, particularly the Gulf Coast. While projects on coastal hazards have global implications, the immediate output is also of interest to stakeholders within that region. The second theme is helping to automate the big data lifecycle. Managing the end-to-end lifecycle of big data assets can be a tedious and manual task. Steps in the data lifecycle include ingestion, validation, curation, quality assessments, anonymization, publication, active data management, analysis. Automated or semi-automated techniques are needed in order to keep up with rapid data rates, large volumes, and immense heterogeneity of big data tasks. In all of these different kinds of tasks. Automation may also aid in the reproducibility of data processing and the analysis of workflows. The data challenges and lessons learned by BD Spoke on such automation efforts are expected to be shared with the BD Spoke stakeholders, as well as more broadly across the network of BD Hubs and Spokes. This is what differentiates this particular BD Spoke theme from a typical research project that may be focused on automation. Not only do we want to see techniques developed from automation, we want those to see those techniques shared through multiple stakeholders through the BD Hubs network. The last theme is enabling access to and increasing the use of important and valuable available data assets, including international data assets. So a lot of valuable data assets are underutilized, and results from the analysis of such data aren't shared due to a variety of actual perceived costs, including the cost of curation, the cost of data reuse, attribution, and also intellectual property considerations. One of the desirable roles for BD Spoke is as a catalyst for organizing and sharing data sets and related data services among a larger set of stakeholders and across disciplinary areas, within the geographic region, or across the national community. BD Spokes are expected to play an important role in supporting open data and open source software policies within their projects, at the hub level and across Spokes, to further facilitate the sharing of data and the outcomes of analyses. Now, broadly stepping back, for any project addressing these themes, NSF recognizes that big data are global due to the way they are collected and analyzed, and hence encourages international collaborations that will enhance the capacity and capabilities of the BD Hubs and Spokes. Our international collaborations could be for any of the three themes that we've discussed today. One of the key aspects of the Spokes is that BD Spoke proposals must articulate a clear focus within a specific big data topic or application area, while highlighting the big data innovation theme that we just discussed. So all BD Spokes must have a clearly defined mission statement with goals and corresponding metrics of success. So here are some templates, some examples indicating how specific we want to be. So your mission goal might be something like, we want to use a specific set of analytical tools to improve the lead time for predictions of some critical regional indicators. And we want to improve the lead time by some given percentage. And you pick a, there's a particular topic such as, say, climate change, right? You want to improve lead time for prediction of hurricanes by 25%. That's a mission goal that you might have for your spokes. It might be something like, on data sharing, maybe you want to collect a specific set of high-value data sets that were previously siloed from, N number of data owners, and then you want to distribute them to M number of data owners, where M and N are something that don't happen today without an extra effort, that there isn't that data sharing today, right? Or you might want to make them completely open to the public at large. For automation, your mission might be something along the lines of, you want to adapt some sort of big data technology to automate a previously really tedious and manual data collection process, right, that took, X years manually to do by hand, but really will, after you automate it, will take X CPU core hours to do. Really, there's a lot of different ways that you can think about mission goals that are quantitative and be able to set, this is our goal after 3 years of what the spoke would do, and then maybe even articulate some sort of grander goal, especially for ones that are about sort of societal brand challenges for the long-term future. So spokes can initiate a lot of different kinds of activities to support these mission goals. And the BD Spokes role is meant to convene stakeholders to augment and spawn new research efforts as opposed to directly carrying out research, right? So if you think about the kinds of activities we think about having the Spokes take on, it would be things like accelerating the ideation and development of big data solutions, right, relevant to some specific mission, right, and to help generate some partnerships in some results-driven programs and projects. It might be activities around driving some successful pilot programs, right, as by acting as matchmaker between academia, industry, and other community stakeholders. It might be to encourage the stakeholders across the region and to engage them to enable some dialogue, to share some best practices, to set standards for data access, and it might also be to connect critical data resources to stakeholders that might utilize them best for the Big Data Spoke mission. Now, the specific kinds of activities could range from, workshops, travel, other activities, curation efforts, support staff that can maintain or improve existing data assets, integration of some siloed data assets. Really, it goes beyond just the typical or the stereotypical research team, which is, a PI and grad students and researchers. However, that's being said, that doesn't preclude some portion of the Spoke maybe having as part of it support of that more typical research activity. It just shouldn't be the primary focus of the Spoke. So for specific questions about appropriate activities for BD Spoke proposals, please reach out to me and send me an email if you want to know if the balance that you have in your particular proposal is a good fit for the program. So proposed BD Spoke projects are expected to focus on their articulated regional challenges and opportunities. In addition, NSF has a working group of program officers from a number of different directorates and cross-agency programs that are interested in soliciting additional proposals from the big data community that addresses some of their interests and priority areas. This includes neuroscience, right? So engaging in questions and opportunities in neuroscience that leverage BD Hub resources, such as enabling large-scale integrative modeling, sharing of diverse data and resources, and other neuroscience and neurotechnology approaches that require very large-scale, complex, or diverse data. Connections to other NSF programs in neuroscience research, for example, the BRAIN program, are welcome. Replicability and reproducibility in data science. Would ask to facilitate robust and reliable science by improving the replicability and reproducibility of research instruments, procedures, codes, and results. For smart and connected communities, we'd like to stimulate innovative applications and services to enable more livable, workable, sustainable, and connected communities. For data privacy, we'd like to ensure transparency by helping to identify when and how data collected are being used. As sensor technology collects more information, data is often reused and combined with other data in ways that go beyond the intent of the original collection. For the two directorates participating, we're interested in data-intensive research in social, behavioral, and economic sciences. For example, accelerating the research infrastructure and frameworks that integrate and operate on data from multiple sources, including administrative data, scientific instruments from large-scale surveys, brain research, large-scale simulations, digitally authored media, including text, images, audios, and emails, streaming data from weblogs, videos, and financial and commercial transactions. Finally, education would be to support innovations in software infrastructure and the use of data sets, and the training that facilitate research on STEM learning and learning environments, STEM workforce development, and broadening participation in STEM. So now I've gone through a lot of the details about the themes and areas of emphasis for NSF for the Big Data Spoke solicitation. Any questions will hold until the very end of this call. The next final section, I want to just talk a little bit about the details and logistics of the BD Spoke solicitations. The number on the call is 16510. And first of all, the award information and the due date. So as I mentioned, there are two types of awards, planning grants and Spoke grants. The planning grants are one-year awards of $100,000, and the Spoke grants are $1 million total grants over 3 years. That's a total over 3 years of $1 million. We anticipate a total funding amount of about $10 million for the program. This would come to approximately 9 Spokes and 10 planning grants, so distribution between the two award types would depend on quality and volume of the proposals in the two categories. There's a letter of intent due on January 12, 2016. In the letter of intent, the proposer must have communicated with their collaborating hub and gotten preliminary approval to move forward. Each hub has a distinct process for communicating with parties interested in signing spokes, which are detailed in each hub's webpage. You'll find a link to each hub's webpage on the bdhubs.info site. Please take a look as soon as possible. Given the level of interest and timeline, each hub has a tight set of deadlines for this process that will enable them to move forward most efficiently for their hub as a whole. The full proposal deadline is February 25, 2016, 5 p.m., proposers local time. Proposals can be submitted by a wide number of organizations, such as universities, colleges, nonprofits, and state and local governments. The NSF welcomes collaborative proposals from for-profit organizations and FFRUs as well, but those organizations can only be sub-awardees and not the lead awardee. An individual can serve only serve as PI or co-PI in at most one submission, but may participate as senior personnel in multiple proposals. The review process for the solicitation will be by the standard NSF merit review process with a panel and additional ad hoc reviews. As this is a unique solicitation, we've added four additional review criteria to the standard intellectual merit and broader impact criteria. So the first one is how the hub will impact big data innovation or the application area of the big data spokes mission. The second is whether the hub, whether the spoke needs the support and infrastructure of the BD Hub network to carry out its mission and the effectiveness of its plans to coordinate with the host BD Hub. The third is whether the spoke has a feasible mission given that the spoke's participants, given the spoke's participants' planned activities and management plan, and whether that mission aligns with the relevant BD Hub's priorities. And finally, whether the spoke will aid education and training of the big data workforce, as well as related external groups such as end users, students, or managers, and contribute to the education and training plan of the regional big data hub. To best help a proposal address these criteria, there are a series of mandated sections in the proposal preparation guidelines that are outlined in the solicitation. Now, I won't go into details on them because they are different for planning grants and spoke proposals, and they're quite lengthy, but please do take a look. If you follow these guidelines, you will have the most successful proposal. So at that, you know, I just wanted to say that both NSF and Big Data Hubs are very excited to see what your ideas are for Big Data Spokes. I've put up my contact information. Do feel free to reach out to me if you have any questions. So at this point, we'd like to open up the line to take some questions. And I just want to say again, joining us to answer any other questions on other programs is Chaitin Braru, the head of, the lead of the NSF Big Data Program. So before we go to the phones or go onto the internet, I'm going to turn on the video sharing again so you can see me when I'm talking. And we'll actually kick off with... there we go. I'm going to kick off with a common question that I've been getting, which is, you know, and this one's for Chaitin, which he can best answer. So how do you see the big data spokes plugging into the R&D programs at NSF, you know, such as big data?
All right. thanks, Fan. So let me get started answering that while you're all thinking about the other specific questions that you might have for Fan on the spokes program. So from what you've heard so far, there's a wide range of activities that could come under the spokes, especially if you think about the out years, what you'd be doing. And that includes anything from the educational aspects to maybe infrastructure building, and some of it could also be research. So given that, if you look right now at what kind of programs NSF has out there, there's certainly the Big Data Research Program, which is actually called Big Data, and the solicitation is out. You might have noticed, for those of you who are looking at it, there's a February 9th deadline, so that comes a little before the spokes. And that's really just for the research aspects, and that also has multiple directorates, all the directorates at NSF involved. So you can take a look at that. If for this time around what you want to do is already such a well-defined research-like project, the Big Data solicitation has both innovative applications and foundational approaches. The only thing I want to say there is, if you're embarking on the spokes, obviously you're looking at a 3-year time frame, and there's a lot of activity going on at NSF related to data. So you want to keep an eye on that. In the past, some of you may have noticed this. There was the DIBS, data infrastructure building blocks, which is more on the infrastructure side, and a lot of what many things that Fenn mentioned earlier might fall into infrastructure building. But programs of that nature are going to reappear. I think you will see them coming up again this year. And in some sense, as we sit here today, 3 years is a long time for data science. So there's going to be a lot of things coming out. So just keep a lookout. So it may turn out that the work that you proposed under your spokes, let's say, you know, assuming a successful spoke grant, may actually go to multiple different endpoints, both within NSF and, most importantly, I also want to say it could also be other agencies. And we've already had discussions with other agencies who are very interested in participating, and I suspect there'll be more agencies interested. So that's sort of the broad answer. So if you're looking at it today, there is a research program out there, but you also might want to keep an eye out as to what might be coming in the next year or two in terms of different solicitations all related to data science and big data.
Great, great. So at this point, I wanted to turn it to the operator. We've got a few online webinar questions. I'll get to them in a moment, but I wanted to see if there are any calls on the phone right now, any questions on the phone.
Yes, thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question over the phone, please press star followed by the number 1. Please unmute your phone and record your name clearly when prompted. To withdraw your request, you may press star 2. One moment, please, while we wait for questions.
So while we wait for questions, why don't I take on one of the questions that are currently on the webinar? So we've got a few that have come through the WebEx. So let me just look at the first one that came through. So, okay. So one of the questions is, how do we get a letter of collaboration from for a spoke through our regional data hub, right? How do we contact them and get get actually that approval in? So the goal is, if you go into the Big Data Regional Hub's website, there will be usually two things. One is a link to where you can submit a draft of a letter of intent to the regional hubs. And the hubs all have a process for which they'll go through the drafts and find, look at the drafts that are of interest to them, and then contact you back usually by the middle of or end of next month before the proposals, the letter of intent proposals are due, to figure out which particular projects are of interest. Now, you know, this is because there are, you know, a large number of different organizations interested in doing spokes, and of course the hubs can only really support some of them that align well with the region's priority goals, that align well with the call itself and ask for collaborations. So the key thing is to look at your hub's website, look at all the deadlines, look at what the mailing address for submitting that draft will be, and also look at what are their criteria for what they would consider to be a really good collaborative project. And those are all outlined on their website. You can find that website if you go to bdhubs.info. There's a link to every single hub's webpage on there. On top of the submission for drafts of the letter of intent, several of the hubs are also hosting workshops, and that information for the workshops are also found on their websites. And this is a way to present live to the hub community your ideas for a spoke and a way to find collaborators for your spoke. So there's one more question that I think is quite good from the WebEx right now that I want to take. There's a question that says, there will be overlaps in themes and spoke proposals among the hubs. Are you encouraging or discouraging those cross-hub duplications? Does it matter? We do realize that there will be some overlap on themes. However, because each spoke is mostly mission-driven, it's not a direct overlap. Two spokes might have the same overlap in that they both address precision medicine, but it would be very surprising to have a direct overlap with two exact spoke proposals aiming to do the exact same thing in precision medicine. And if they are strong proposals, we may fund both, right, because there may be distinct end goals that are different for these two proposals. And if we do have something that does have a strong overlap, we manage it the same way that NSF does. We will merit review it, and we'll have a panelist, and through the merit review process, find the one that is most meritorious and fund that one. And so before we go on, I see there are a couple more Q&A questions online, but I just wanted to go to the phones. Are there any questions on the phone lines right now?
Yes, thank you. We have Ladin Kunovic. Your line is open.
Hi, Ladin. Are you still there?
Oh, I'm sorry. This line is Patricia Makey. Your line is open.
Hi, Patricia. Are you online? I think we lost Patricia there.
And next we have Mladen Kunzevic. Your line is open.
Well, this is me, second time. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, very good. So I have two questions. One is, your areas of emphasis are good. I mean, you know, they cover some very important areas. But if there was another area that was quite important and, you know, the hub considers that important, is it feasible to submit on subjects that are not listed in the solicitation?
Absolutely. The areas of emphasis, and this is the neuroscience and privacy, those are just some areas that NSF has other programs that are interested in this particular call in the community of people who are submitting proposals to this call. This does not preclude any other topic. There are lots and lots of topics like healthcare, like, you know, earth sciences, many other topics that agriculture, that the hubs have articulated as regional priorities. So absolutely submit those proposals as well. Those are just additional areas that NSF wanted to point out.
Okay, so just a continuation. When one is submitting a spokes proposal, can one reach out to the geographical areas that are covered by other hubs? For example, you know, you select a topic and you have a good school on the east and the west coast and in the south and all of that. Is that, or should we center mostly on the geographical region of the hub?
So I would say that the lead institutions, the ones that are really taking leadership responsibilities of the hub, for the spokes, should make sure that they are connecting or managed by, coordinated, collaborating with, to first order the hub that is in their region. However, this does not mean that we're precluding you from reaching out and getting collaborators in other regions. No. What we want to make clear is that there is an organization and a management structure so that there is a hub that makes sense that is sort of responsible for the spoke. But that doesn't mean that, you know, you can't reach out to a partner in a different region.
Okay. So that means the spokes partners can be across the country, but we, you know, the spokes, you know, submitting organization should be tied to the hub in the region.
Yes, they should be. Now, there are occasionally, you know, some, you know, there are special circumstances when this might not be true. You might have a spoke, you know, organization that, for whatever reason, is an expert saying coastal hazards, right? And they really want to work with the South because they have a strong interest in coastal hazards in the Gulf. And that the organization, maybe the organization, isn't in that region. So, you know, if there is a reason, then we're okay with the lead not being in that region as well.
Okay, that's all I had. Thank you.
All right. Do we have other questions on the phone?
There are no further questions queuing.
Great. Let me go back to some of the questions on the WebEx. So, so one of the questions is, what are the chances of the spokes in themes outside of the grand challenges altogether? For example, conservation, biodiversity, wildlife, crime. So I would say that those interests are definitely, you know, still considered a grand challenge. What you would want to do is reach out to the hub in your area to see how those grand challenges can be articulated in a regional setting, and have that, make sure that is articulated in the proposal as well. So absolutely there are chances for spokes and themes outside of the grand challenge areas that we've stated. Those are just examples of grand challenges. I think the conservation question is itself a societal grand challenge. one more question from the WebEx. If we're collaborating with local businesses and corporations, is there a specific format slash requirement regarding how they can provide us with letters of support slash recommendations for our submissions? So if you look at the solicitation, there are some details about how different organizations can submit letters of support in terms of length. Other than the ones that are outlined in the letters of support section on the solicitation, you're sort of free to have the information you think is pertinent. So there is no particular specific format. Most of the required formats requirements are in the proposal itself, and also the letter of collaboration specifically from the hub. That letter of collaboration needs to address some things. The other letters of support have a length requirement and a general topical requirement, but not any other specific subsections or subdivisions or subheadings. One question is, can we talk about the role of data archives in scope proposals? I heard that we aren't supposed to count long-term data repositories as part of the outcomes of a proposal. Yes and no. So I think pilot projects for data archives could be part of a scope proposal. However, you know, there's no guarantee of funds from NSF beyond the $1 million over 3 years for any scope proposal. So you could think of a pilot project for a data archive as something that really wants to test out feasibility and usefulness of a particular structure or data archive, and then really think about a plan after those 3 years of how you might want to go for funding, perhaps from NSF or perhaps from other organizations, of how do you stand up that data archive in the long term. It might be through funding. It might be through some sort of, fee process through the project itself. I think, it could be quite open. But really, we can't say that we want to support a project for more than that three-year period that we've talked about in solicitation. All right. So are there – I don't see any other questions right now. We did get an attempt to write in a question for Patricia Mabry. I don't know if she's back online. Do we have any more questions on the phone?
There are none over the phone.
Well, Patricia, I don't see a question from you, and you're not online. So if you have a question, please just send me an email. One more question that did just come in right now is whether there are going to be future spoke solicitations. We can't guarantee anything, but we do have the plan to have at least a second spoke solicitation next year. So there, we do have that in plan for next year to have a spoke solicitation number two. All right. A couple more just logistical questions that have popped up. One of the questions was, the solicitation indicates there's no limit on the number of LOIs from any given institution, yet further submissions of multiple letters of intent is not allowed. That's institution versus PI basis. One PI cannot submit multiple letters of intent, but an institution may be participating in multiple letters of intent. If there's more than five institutions in a spoke, can each institution have a co-PI? That's a challenge because there's only four co-PI lines on the fast lane right now. So in that case, you may want to think about just having instead, that last co-PI be senior personnel. Alternatively, if they're different institutions, we do allow collaborative proposals for spoke, so you may submit a collaborative proposal. Each front page of each collaborating institution then has four slots for co-PIs. So if you have two collaborating institutions, you could have up to eight co-PIs. But please only do that if it is two different institutions taking very strong leadership within that spoke. And at that, I don't see any more questions. So we will be posting an FAQ with some of the answers on some of these questions, as well as other questions and links to the BD Hub's web pages on the NSF page promptly. And we will also be posting the transcript of this presentation and the presentation slides online soon. So at that, no further questions. I just want to thank everybody for joining, and please just feel free to email me at fzhao@nsf.gov with any questions. My phone number is 703-292-7344. Thank you.
That concludes today's conference call. Thank you for participating. You may disconnect at this time.
Thank you, everybody.